Now, we had this question from Ethel Liu, who said, "Hi there, Chris. I'd like to know, are there germs in bad-smelling air? Bad smells from toilets or bad smells from rubbish dumps, etc.?" Well, I was thinking about this, and I think there are probably two aspects to this. On the one hand, you could say no. On the other hand, you could say yes. Now, let me explain why I'm sort of hedging my bets here. First of all, what is a smell? Well, a smell is a molecule of some kind which is in the air and it's gone into your nose and it's gone to the top of your nose where you have something called an olfactory epithelium. And there are nerve cells that have chemical docking stations called receptors on them, and they lock onto that molecule and they tell the nervous system, "I've recognised this molecule, therefore signal to the brain, this smell is present." Now, molecules in their own right are not going to harm you unless they're a toxic molecule, like hydrogen sulfide, for example. That smells of rotten eggs and it's also a bit toxic. But a molecule on its own is not going to infect you with something. But it could, on the other hand, have come from a source of infection, because if there's a corpse or something rotting nearby and it's pumping out these molecules, it means that probably if you can smell them, the source of that smell, which is going to be bacteria, is going to be quite nearby. So you should therefore possibly watch out. Then at the same time, and this is where my yes, it could be a threat answer comes in, it may be possible also for your nose to detect the physical presence of microorganisms directly. Now let me explain that and use an example that probably everyone is acquainted with. The last time it rained all of a sudden and you went out of your house and you sniffed the air, you must have noticed that wonderful aroma. It's a sort of clean, fresh, earthy aroma in the air. And this is because when the raindrops come down, they hit the soil and they liberate from the soil lots of little spores of an organism that lives in the soil, or a family bacteria called Actinomycetes. And these spores have on their surface molecules which will dock with these receptors in your nose and trigger you to smell that smell. So what you're smelling, which you think is beautiful, fresh, post-rain air, is actually loads of bacterial spores. So therefore, if you can smell these bacteria and the parts of these bacteria, you could argue then that it's possible that if you can smell a smell, there could be something potentially infectious in that air and it could potentially hit you and infect you. So I reckon the answer is that most of the time, a dodgy smell isn't going to be a risk, but it could signal that there's a risk nearby, and so you could walk into a risk if you weren't careful. What do you reckon, Dave?
So are there any pathogenic, sort of dangerous bacteria which have this spore kind of effect?
Yeah, there's loads of them. And the other thing is that norovirus, and we'll come onto this in just a second, norovirus, which is a very tiny particle, 30 nanometers across is norovirus particle, 1/30,000th of a millimeter, tiny particle, and it causes diarrhea and vomiting and winter vomiting disease. And anyone who's infected with noro, every milliliter of what comes out of their body at either end contains about 100 million of these virus particles. They are smaller than the particles of smoke that come off a cigarette. And so the thing is, the chances are, if you smell the smell of what's been the product of someone having a norovirus episode, let's say, the chances are some of the particles from that are drifting around in the air. They're certainly on surfaces in the environment. So if you breathe them in, the infectious dose is one or two particles. So you're probably going to get it.